The family of a woman killed by COVID sues the Bloomington nursing home where she contracted the virus.
So there's clearly a systemic problem within this facility that was not being addressed.
That's attorney Megan Shore. I'm Dana Vollmer, and this is WGLT's The Leadoff.
Support for The Leadoff on WGLT and WGLT.org comes from Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, now offering nonstop flights to Detroit on Delta Airlines, connecting travelers to the world. Schedules and information at CIRA.com.
It's Tuesday, January 5th. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from WGLT Bloomington Normal's Public Media. Now, let's lead off with a lawsuit against a Bloomington nursing home that had one of the first COVID outbreaks in McLean County. More from Eric Stock.
A Bloomington family alleges gross negligence in a lawsuit against a nursing home where their loved one died of COVID-19 complications. Marlene Cowens Hill died in May during a coronavirus outbreak at the long-term care facility. Attorney Megan Shore is representing the family.
Part of our allegations is that the facility usurped resources and monetary compensation into their own pockets as opposed to putting in place PPE and protective measures and preventative measures in anticipation of COVID-19.
As WGLT reported in June, Cowens Hill called 911 herself multiple times saying she couldn't breathe. She asked to be taken to the hospital. She was taken to the hospital 2 days later and died the following day. Cowens Hill was one of 12 people at Bloomington Rehab who have died of COVID-19. That's more than any other nursing home in the county. Attorney Megan Shore says Bloomington Rehab has a history of neglecting residents. The lawsuit references 9 infection control violations in the last decade.
So there's a clear pattern here at this particular facility for failing to ensure that there are appropriate measures in place to prevent not just COVID-19 from happening, but prevent the spread of infectious diseases of all sorts.
Peoria-based Peterson Healthcare owns Bloomington Rehab. A spokesperson says the company doesn't comment on ongoing legal matters. Shore says the problems at Bloomington Rehab are not isolated. She says nursing homes everywhere are understaffed, and that's fueling COVID spread.
You don't see outbreaks in hospitals. You see them in nursing homes, and you have to ask yourself, why is that? And the answer is because they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing. They're not staffing, and they're not using their resources appropriately.
The Illinois Department of Public Health reports 66 people have died of COVID-related symptoms at nursing homes in McLean County. For The Leadoff, I'm Eric Stock.
Here are some other stories we're following in the WGLT newsroom. 12 more COVID-related deaths were reported yesterday in McLean County. All were older adults, and 8 of them were residents of long-term care facilities. Constitution Trail remains closed due to low-hanging and heavy tree damage. The town of Normal says there's still a risk of falling branches until we see significant snow and ice thaw. And Democratic State Senator Andy Menar of downstate Bunker Hill says he will resign from the General Assembly to join the governor's office as an advisor. Find more on these stories at WGLT.org. The number of so-called anti-vaxxers in the United States is relatively small, but more well-intentioned, though uneducated people are hesitant about getting a COVID-19 vaccine. That's according to Dr. Greg Poland, an Illinois Wesleyan University alum who leads vaccine research for the Mayo Clinic. Poland says some of the confusion is because it's the first time the public is seeing an mRNA vaccine.
But there's an mRNA vaccine against Ebola. And these vaccines started in their development 30 years ago in 1990. They've changed substantially. And, you know, I guess it's a word that sounds scary if you're not familiar to it. But all mRNA is, all it is a blueprint for one protein from the virus. So it's sort of like saying the car was sitting there all along. And all we did was put the engine in it. And that's what it does. So it's a blueprint that gets delivered into our cells. That blueprint causes our cells to make copies of the spike protein, the S protein, a protein that comes from the virus. It makes that for a few hours, displays those proteins on our immune cells, and stimulates an immune response, which protects us. And the amazing thing about these vaccines is we expected efficacy in the 50, 60%, something like that. This has been 95 to 100% across all races, across all ages, across all other concomitant medical problems. We do not have other vaccines this powerfully effective.
I think the accelerated timeline for these vaccines concerns some people. We hear a lot of questions about how the vaccine will interact with other medications and chronic conditions, for example. What do we know from the trials that were conducted?
Yeah, well, we know a lot. We know thousands and thousands of pages of material. It has been rapid. That acceleration of time has not been cutting corners on the science side. What's been involved is the rapid movement through the normal phases of clinical research and a lot of cutting of so-called red tape. Now, having said that, the more people you test, the more confident you become.
And even with this large test base, is there going to be a piece of this that is kind of wait and see for certain conditions as we continue to roll it out to more Americans?
There's nothing you use in your life that doesn't come from science, and there's nothing that doesn't have both benefits and risks. Probably many people will drive a car today or this week, even though there's a 15, 20% lifetime risk of permanent disability from doing that. I mean, imagine if I told you that about a medication, you'd say, no way would I use it. But you think nothing of it in driving your car because you see that the benefits outweigh those risks. The same is true with vaccines. We will never know everything. That just doesn't happen in science. So what do we not know at this point? Well, because it hasn't been tested yet, we don't know the efficacy and safety in children, in pregnant women, in people who are highly immunocompromised, in the eldest of the elderly. So those would be some of the issues.
That's Mayo Clinic vaccine researcher and Illinois Wesleyan grad Greg Poland. Before we let you go, a liquor license hearing is set for 4 o'clock this afternoon for Joe Station House in Normal. It's accused of violating the state's COVID rules on indoor service. That's it for today. Support for WGLT's The Leadoff comes from the Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, now offering nonstop flights to Detroit on Delta Airlines, connecting travelers to the world. Schedules and information at CIRA.com.